Good afternoon. It's the show on KJZZ. I'm Mark Brody with Steve Goldstein.
The real-life emotion around Arizona's SB 1070 and tension at the U.S.-Mexico border have been tackled in recent fiction, but not in quite the way the new play Nogales does it. Blending humor and drama, the production offers a complex version of Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio and others who help give perspectives on the shooting of a Mexican boy by the U.S. Border Patrol. Performances are happening this weekend at the Mesa Arts Center, and its writer Richard Montoya joins me. Richard, you took an almost journalistic approach to this. You and your collaborators interviewed some people and used that for the basis of the play. How did that end up working?
It's a journalistic, you use the word, and it's absolutely right, ethnographic. I mean, you go out and you gather stories, and you talk to people, and you want to engage people. So, for example, with Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who, you know, politically, we might be way left of Joe, but when we gained access into his office, when he gave us the audience, or allowed us to be audience, I told my crew of four, suits and ties, and we're going to walk in there like professionals. We're going to uphold the journalistic ethics that you're supposed to be fair, and a no-spin zone, to borrow a phrase from a true hero of ours, Bill O'Reilly. But we'd go in there, and actually give the sheriff the respect that we would any lawman or lawwoman. And that was very helpful because we were told going in that we'd have 15 minutes with the sheriff, because he's a very busy man, and 2 hours fly by. And suddenly Sheriff Joe is asking me to come over to his desk, and he was going to play some Frank Sinatra for me. He did it his way, and, you know, really letting his guard down and giving us the gold coins of the sheriff's office and the pink underwear. And before you know it, you're able to get just a little bit closer to Joe to understand his thinking and to kind of unravel the idea for us was, could he answer some questions as the son of Italian immigrants? Would he talk to us about the idea of Christian charity? These kinds of things. And we lobbed a few softballs in there, but he began to, in a sense, trust us. And we didn't, it wasn't a trick and I got you a trick, you know, and to trick him into something or to betray him. He's portrayed in this show as a three-dimensional, complex human being.
With all the stuff you've done, do you feel like theater itself, and maybe art more generally, has to be, I don't want to say controversial, because that can be a buzzword, but at least thought-provoking. Does it have to be? Does it have to challenge people's sensibilities?
I think so. There's always the sort of fare that people can go see, you know, a light musical or one of the classics, perhaps. But if you look at the works of Shakespeare and even the Greeks, Aristophanes, there's always something brewing. There's many things brewing, usually a cauldron of things brewing, and there's... It's almost like the way The Simpsons used to work. And again, going back to some of the animation films I take my son now to, there's many, many levels going on. There's something for the kids. There's something for the parents. There's something in the middle. And I think that, you know, bang for your dollar, if one could call Nogales a political piece of theater, but I think one would be very surprised of how much humor there is. And there's something in the end, Steve, that I feel the responsibility of not putting a Pollyanna rose-colored end on it, but there has to be some hope in the end, some sort of town hall where we met in the middle and we had a little bit better understanding leaving the theater than we came in. And this doesn't mean to portend or pretend or to be pretentious or we're not that precious about our stuff. It's pretty knockabout, rock'em sock'em physical theater. There's out of nowhere, Joe Arpaio singing a song. Where did that come from? It can't be all, you know, guns, bullets, and the devil.
As a Latino man, and even though a very creative one, do you feel at any point where, is this an outlet that you need, not just because you're good at it and because it's your career, but even as a human being, because there are certain things that you don't like how certain people might look at you because of your background or whatnot. Do you feel like the theater can also be an outlet for that?
Well, listen, it's been a lot cheaper than therapy, and it's been a whole lot more fun, and it is a very tense period of time right now. I won't say that it's not, but in this tense period of time, if we can provoke laughter, provoke thought, it's going to help our cause, and we're going to... not advance humanity, so to say, but we've always kind of operated with that mandate of how can we better things? Not so much add to the larger bonfire, more fuel to the fire, but how can we kind of untangle and unravel some things so that we might have an understanding or at least share a laugh or go to the bar and have a cocktail or, you know, keep the discussion going.
Richard Montoya of the theater group Culture Clash. His show Nogales, Storytellers in Cartel Country, is being performed this weekend at the Mesa Arts Center.